Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no.
Won't you to know it won't work? Ooh, no, no, no.
There's just
close to you. Close to
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman, and it's my great pleasure again to come to you on this Sunday morning service, giving glory and honor to God for allowing us to be here today to welcome you. We thank God for the gift of life on this beautiful Sunday morning, even though it's cold in our neck of the woods. We're coming under Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and Church. We sincerely pray that God be with you and bless you always. Thank you that he kept us through this whole week. And we would just love to just welcome you to our church. Like I always say, it's not by chance that you came here today to hear a good word from the Lord. And after you hear this word, we're asking you to please share this good news to others, those that are close to you and those that we meet along the way, because the whole world needs this word. We thank God for his redemption through Christ. But for our first-time visitors, we'd like to welcome you in a special way today. Feel at Jesus' feet always and know that God loves you very much. Thank you for worshiping the Lord with us, and we know that you'll receive plenty blessings from the word that will be spoken today. So we welcome you once, we welcome you twice, we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what need this pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Most holy and gracious Father God, thank you, God, for giving us another opportunity to come to your throne of grace. On another beautiful Sunday morning, Father God, you've given us this chance, Father, to seek you while we still have time, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. We glorify you today, Father God. We reference you and we lift you up. We exalt your name, Father, and we praise you, because we know that you're a holy God of heaven. So we give you your praises first, Father God. Then, Father God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, those that we know that we've committed, those that we don't know that we've committed. But, Father, we're asking you to cover us with your blood, Father, and help us, Lord, because you understand, Father, even though we don't, but we're thanking you for your compassion. We're thanking you for being loving and forgiving. Father God, we're thanking you that you're sitting high and you're looking low. And most of all, God, we're thanking you for this service today and all the services that are going on today, Father, in your name. We're asking you to bless each and every person that's hearing a word, Father God. We're asking you to open their ears so they can hear. Give them wisdom and understanding, Father, that they'll put it in their heart. Father, not just to sit in the service, but, Father God, that they would put it in their lives and spread it, Father God, because the world, what the world needs now is you, Father God. Turn our heads towards you in prayer and thanksgiving and faith and hope, Father God, because you are the living word. You're everything that we need, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. We're asking you to bless all the preachers, bishops, pastors, elders, whoever's bringing the word, Father, that you would touch them and send the right word, Father, that your people will know that it comes from you, Father God. Father God, bless each and every nation, each and every person, in each and every house all over the world, Father God. Father God, those that are in dire situations and in need, Father, hungry, sick, lost, hopeless, Father God, mental, physical, Father, you know what we stand in the need of even before we ask. Father, we're asking you to cover us, Father, with your divine hand of mercy and protection, Father. And we're ever so grateful that you're able and that you came, Father. And we trust in you, Father. We're thanking you once again for this service, Father God, and for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and what we stand for, Father God. We thank you for the blessing of today, Father God. Father God, lead us and we will follow. Hallelujah. We're so grateful and thankful for you today, Father. Bless Pastor as she come with the word, Father. Father, bless her, her family. Keep her hands held up. Father, if she's weak, whatever she stands in the need of, please provide. And Father, we ask you to accept our prayers today. It was in your master's name that we give it. In love with you. We rebuke the wiles of the enemy that will come up against this prayer and this service. Because we know Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. This is your service prayer. Amen. Now I'd like to read to you our scripture for today, which comes out of Revelation 3:14. The 22nd verse. And it reads, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean writes, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wert hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I have loved, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches." This is the beautiful, blessed word of our Lord. And let us put it in our hearts. Now it's my pleasure again to introduce our pastor, our shepherdess of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, Pastor Elfrida Bradford, a true woman of God, a true servant of our living Savior, a teacher, a preacher, a mentor, a friend, a very wise, very knowledgeable, concerned for her people, compassionate. She's just a powerhouse. Seems like she's never tired always faithful. We can always find her. She is a wonderful person, and I'm sure as you hear the service that you're going to get a word, or most definitely a word for your hearing, a word that will take you through the week and that you'll enjoy it. So once she play a few songs, one or two songs, the next voice we will hear is our beloved pastor, Alfreda Bradford. So after the songs, the floor will be yours, Pastor. God bless you and preach the word. Glory, hallelujah, peace and grace.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come to say we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, Father God, for another opportunity, Father God, to come share your word, Father God, to hear your word, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for anointing our ears, anointing our eyes, anointing our spirits, our hearts, Father, to receive, Father, the eternal word on today. And we know that your word will never, ever, ever return into your void, but it will always and forever accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say thank you, Father. Bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Minister Joanne. Amen. For presiding on today. Amen. As we are sure that everyone has feels welcome with that hearty welcome address. Amen. And thank you for again for joining us. Amen. On our Sunday fellowship service. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford, the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And it is always a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We want to talk to you for a few minutes today about an eternal blessing. An eternal blessing. And our theme is the blessing comes with the birthright. The blessing comes with the birthright. We want to thank God for the scripture that has already been read in our hearing out of the book of Revelations, the third chapter, verses 14 through 20 and 22. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our a Redeemer. Beloved, amen. When we speak about the blessing, amen, it is a word that is thrown around real loosely today, beloved, within believers and non-believers alike. People like to throw around the word the blessing, amen. But, beloved, the blessing can only come from God. God is the only person who is qualified to give a blessing. Glory be to God. And God began giving his blessing even in the beginning of the beginning in the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible. In that very first chapter, chapter number one, amen, and in verse number 22, we read, and it says, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in. So here we see God, beloved, in the very beginning of time, as we know it, as man knows it on planet Earth, God releases the blessing. But if you notice, beloved, God did not bless the plant life. He saw that the plant life was good, but he did not bless them. God begins a new way of propagation from living bodies, beloved, come forth other similar living bodies. So glory be to God, man can give, amen, birth to man. Glory be to God. Which is not true of trees and plants. For example, the pear tree does not bring forth another pear tree. The pear tree can only bring forth a pear. An apple tree cannot bring forth another apple tree. An apple tree can only bring forth another apple. But God sent the blessing, beloved, a propagation. So birds can now produce birds, fish can now produce fish, and humans can now produce humans. Here then, beloved, is a new creative work for a living body that propagates others out of itself. In fact, the blessing of God means propagation. Propagation. And we continue to read in that same first chapter of Genesis, beloved. Number 1, verse number 20 and 8. Glory be to God. And it reads, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Glory be to God. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for the blessing. The blessing, beloved, is the ability to reproduce. When we are able to reproduce, we are moving in the blessing. The blessing is the divine increase, the divine fruitfulness, the ability to multiply, the ability to replenish, the empowerment. God's blessing, beloved, is just as powerful to propagate as his curse is to cut off. We think about the blessing of the Lord, beloved. Jabez asked God to bless him, and God did. God promises his blessings all throughout the book, beloved. He tells us in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 7, glory be to God, that his blessing will bless our memory. He tells us in Isaiah 32 and 20, that God sends a blessing on people who sow, on the sowers. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, God says his blessings is released on the givers. Revelation 14 and 13 tells us that, glory be to God, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Proverbs 28 and 20 tells us that the faithful shall abound with blessings. His word tells us, beloved, in Deuteronomy, glory be to God, that those who are obedient will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed when they come and blessed when they go. The Lord tells us that when we are faithful, God will pour us out a blessing that we cannot contain. Glory be to God. He tells tithers, glory be to God, that God will turn our curse into a blessing. Proverbs chapter 10 and 22 tells us that the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. He also tells those of us who are disobedient that God can also turn your blessing into a curse. Beloved, the Lord's blessing is what makes the difference. He is the blessor. Glory be to God. He is the only one that can give us the ability to reproduce, to increase, hallelujah, to multiply, to replenish, to empower, and to live a fruitful life. And it is God's will for us to bear much fruit, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Oh, we want to thank God, amen, for an eternal blessing. Beloved, when we look in the book of Genesis, chapter number 27, it talks about Esau and Jacob. Esau and Jacob, they were twins, and they were the children of Isaac. Isaac was Abraham, Father Abraham's only son in the spirit. He had two sons, actually, amen, one son of the flesh, glory be to God, and one son of the spirit, who was the promise, which was Isaac. Well, Isaac, amen, gave birth, amen, him and Rebekah, his wife, amen, they had twin boys. Glory be to God. Esau, who was the oldest, and Jacob, who was the younger. He came through last. Glory be to God. But, hallelujah, Esau, blessing was stolen by his twin brother, Jacob. He stole the blessing. Glory be to God. But the truth of the matter is this, beloved. God had already spoken that the blessing would go to the younger. God had already spoken to Rebekah and Isaac even before the boys were born, because there was a war going on in Rebekah's womb while she was carrying the twins. Glory be to God, because there's always a battle between the spirit and the flesh. Esau represented the flesh. Jacob represented the spirit. Glory be to God. And there was a war going on, and she didn't understand, and God had to speak and let her know, glory be to God, that you're giving birth to twin boys, glory be to God, and the birthright would normally go to the eldest, but in this particular case, the blessing is going to the younger. So God had already spoken. So, glory be to God, Esau's blessing was not stolen because he never really had it. Esau wanted the material part of the blessing. When Isaac was dying and he called his sons in so he can release the blessing, Esau had no interest in spiritual things. He only wanted the material, but had no regard whatsoever for the spiritual part. Beloved, I want to tell you this morning that there is a difference between luck and blessing. So many people, beloved, especially in this time, amen, that we live in, glory be to God, they want to follow the path of the material possessions. And our scripture this morning, glory be to God, hallelujah, our dear sister read out of the book of Revelation, chapter number 3, glory be to God. Verse number 17, glory be to God, reads like this. It says, because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Beloved, hallelujah, the word of the Lord, amen, is speaking, amen, to the individuals of that time, and especially in these days and time, when people equate the increase in material goods with spiritual blessings. But the word says, which they were not. Beloved, the world is gloating over material wealth, but they are unconscious of their spiritual poverty. Material wealth, a lot of wealth, a lot of money, a lot of increase, a lot of this, a lot of houses, possessions, furniture, shoes, clothing, food, glory be to God, loaded down, but spiritually bankrupt. Materially wealthy, spiritually poor. You see, beloved, the world wants the blessing, but not the cross. The world wants the blessing, but not the blessor. The world wants the more of the bling, 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 glory be to God, but they have no time for Jesus. And, beloved, this is why the word of the Lord says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Glory be to God. And so, beloved, this is why the scripture goes on in the next verse, verse number 18. And he says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying, I counsel you. Glory be to God. Yo, those of you who desire to be rich, those of you who desire to dwell in the blessing, glory be to God. Those of you who want to be blessed, glory be to God. Everywhere you go, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, if you want to buy something, amen, it's going to last. If you want to invest in something, amen, that's going to hold out. He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire that you may be rich. What he was saying here, beloved, amen, glory be to God, is what they needed to buy could not be purchased with money, but only with the precious blood of Christ, which price has already been paid. Glory be to God. Beloved, the blessing goes with the birthright. Glory be to God. Jesus was sent to bless us according to the word of Acts. Jesus Christ was sent from heaven, stepped down 42 generations, took on a robe of flesh, told the Lord, prepare me a body. Lo, I'll go in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Jesus was sent to bless us with the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, for us to live under the blessing, for us to live under that eternal blessing, that divine blessing that God released, glory be to God, in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, when the beginning first began, for us to live, beloved, under that empowerment, hallelujah, in that spirit to multiply, to increase, to replenish, to reproduce, glory be to God, hallelujah, we must have a connection with Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. And this is why the word of the Lord tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. I'll give you a blessing if you will obey the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And I will give you a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which ye have not known. Beloved, glory be to God. In my conclusion today, God does not bless mess. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If we're going to live under divine blessings, that blessing to increase, that blessing to take over, glory be to God, where God becomes our sun and shield, where God gives us grace and glory, no good thing does God withhold from those who walk upright. Hallelujah. If we're going to live under that divine protection that turns out the curses sent our way into a blessing, beloved, hallelujah, where our flowers run over the walls, glory be to God, where we're blessed going in, blessed coming out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, hallelujah, where we become the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath, in the front and not in the back. Beloved, we have to do it God's way. We have to recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We have to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Glory be to God. We have to know that God does not bless mess. Glory, he's not going to bless anything that we give unto him. God does not bless sin. Glory be to God, beloved. But he counsels us, he pleads with us to turn from our wicked ways. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn and turn, there's a turning that needs to be done. Turning from our ways to God's ways. Glory be to God. Turning, beloved, towards him. Moving in God's direction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. We cannot walk in our way. We must walk according to the will of the Lord. The Lord has a will. The Lord has a time. The Lord has a way. The Lord has a day. Glory be to God. He is our shepherd. Glory be to God. He is leading us. He is guiding us. But we must choose to follow him. We cannot lead him. We must submit. We must trust the process. We must humble ourselves. If we humble ourselves, then the Lord, he will lift us up. Glory be to God. He will bless our faithfulness. He will bless our sacrifices. Glory be to God. He will bless our obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God will not allow his words, hallelujah, to fall, but he said his words will return to him. Mission accomplished. He said heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word remains forever. He said he will honor his word above his name. He cannot deny himself. He is not a man. He is not a liar. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. Glory be to God. It's just a matter of time. Glory be to God. And the promises of God are yes and amen. It might not happen when you think it's going to happen. It might not happen when you want it to happen. Glory be to God. But he encourages us, be not weary in well doing, for in due season, in God's season, we shall reap if we faint not. Glory be to God. When that mother is pregnant with child, glory be to God. The doctors give her a time frame when that baby is born, but nobody knows the day and the hour that that baby is coming through. Glory be to God. And so it is with our blessing. Glory be to God. Stop looking at other people. Stop comparing your blessing to somebody else's blessing. Stop looking, glory be to God, on the favor of other folks, beloved, hallelujah, and start focusing, hallelujah, on what God has promised you. Keep your eyes up to the hills from which cometh your help. Hallelujah. God will not deny you. He will come through for you. Oh, glory be to God, because he is the blesser. Hallelujah. And, beloved, sometimes God will test us with just a little bit to see how we're going to fare. This is why he says, despise not small beginnings. Beloved, let us be grateful for everything that God gives us. Every good and perfect gift cometh from above, and little is much if God is in it, and our labor is not in vain. Glory be to God. If God gives you a little bit of something, hallelujah, be grateful for it, hallelujah, be responsible, glory be be to God. Be a good steward. Hallelujah. And bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, glory be to God, and the 10 of them went away, and only one of the 10 lepers turned around to tell Jesus thank you. And Jesus said, didn't I heal 10, but only this one had turned back to say thank you. Only this one had a spirit of gratitude. Beloved, I come to tell you that your attitude will determine your altitude in the Lord. And Jesus said, because you are the only one that turned back, I am making you whole. See, the other 9 were healed, but see, beloved, they were not whole, which means, glory be to God, you could still tell that they had leprosy back in the day. But the one that came back with the right attitude, thanking God for the blessing, when Jesus made him whole, hallelujah, you could not tell that he had leprosy. The scars were removed. He didn't look like what he'd been through. Let me tell you something. When the blessing of the Lord is upon you, you don't look like what you've been through. Don't nobody even know you've been through it until you open your mouth to testify. That is the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich. He adds no sorrow to it. Beloved, you can't get the blessing from nowhere else. Glory be to God. You can't get it from the witch doctor. You can't get it from the prophet. Glory be to God. You can't get it from the lotto system. Glory be to God. You can't get it from drinking juicy juice. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's only one place that the blessing comes from, and that blessing comes from God, because he's the only person in the universe who has a blessing to give. Hallelujah. So let us stop looking to the wrong source. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us focus on our spiritual, hallelujah, the blessing to the spirit, because, beloved, the blessing to the flesh is going to fade away. It's going to fade away. It is going, amen, to fade away. Hallelujah. It is going to fade away. Hallelujah. 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 So, beloved, what does your balance sheet look like? What does your balance sheet look like? Hallelujah. And this is why the word of the Lord concludes with this last verse here. Hallelujah. In verse number 20, Revelation 3:20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Beloved, we are encouraging you. We are pleading with you today. Come back to Jesus. Come back to Christ. Come back to the cross. Come back to Christ. Come back to the cross. Come back to Christ. Hallelujah. Come back to Christ. Give me a second here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come back to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hold on, hold on, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, bless the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Moving against this service in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And God, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you that the word of God is going forth. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. In spite of the interruptions, oh, Father God, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to the living God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. We say thank you and we bless you, God, in the name of Jesus. For those of you, amen, glory be to God, the enemy did not want this message, amen, to come through clear. We apologize, amen, for the interference, amen. But right now, we want to open up right now for you to come to the Lord. We want you to come under the bona fide blessing, not the fake blessing, beloved. Hallelujah. That thing that's called luck. People call it blessings, but it's not blessings. It's luck. It comes and it goes, and something might happen, something might not happen. We want you to make a conscientious decision, amen, to come under the blessing, hallelujah, of the Lord on today, amen, beloved. Hallelujah. The blessing is attached, hallelujah, to the birthright, hallelujah, the birthright. You must be born again as an heir of God's kingdom, hallelujah, as an heir, beloved, hallelujah, by placing our faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, you now, hallelujah, are positioned to receive the internal blessing that comes through your birthright, hallelujah, by becoming the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that is only done through faith. That is only done through grace. Hallelujah. Right now, we would like to lead you, hallelujah, into that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner. I confess all of my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And I invite Jesus into my heart as Lord and Savior to live, to rule, and to reign. Take my life and use it as you so desire. Father, I am grateful and I thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is now written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of salvation. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. And if you're just, amen, if you repeated that prayer, you are saved. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we want to rejoice with you. Please, amen, reach out to us. Let us know. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can rejoice with you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Send us out an email. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hallelujah. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. And we will also send you out some materials to help you to grow and to mature and to your full salvation. Amen. Amen. And amen. We want to bless the Lord, amen, for the word of God that have come forth on today, and it will not return unto him void. Amen. In form of announcements on today, amen, we invite each and every one of you to come and join us as we embark on 10 days of prayer and fasting. Amen. Beginning tomorrow, amen, we will be fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We ask if you can join us for the whole 12 hours or even a portion of that. Amen. Maybe you can do six of the 12 hours or whatever you can do. Just do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And we will be sharing our corporate prayer petitions with you on tomorrow. Amen. We want to begin day number one with our love walk. We will be praying on our love walk, and we will also be bringing our family members and friends to the altar. Amen. Glory be to God that we might pray for them the entire 10 days, believing God, amen, for an absolute bona fide miracle. Amen. We will also be meeting at the altar of prayer for the next 10 days at 5:30 p.m. Amen. We will be meeting at 12 o'clock. Then we're going to come back at 5:30 so that we can pray and break fast. Amen. So when we break our fast at 6 p.m., we will be breaking with a prayer. Amen. So we're going to begin at 5:30. So by 6 o'clock, you can be eating. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. So those are the announcements here with our ministry. We ask that you would please join us in the Bible Challenge as we are endeavoring to read through the Bible in this year. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen. Begin at Genesis 1. Amen. Put some time in every day and see if you can complete the book of Exodus. Amen. By the 27th of this month, which is the last day of our 10-day fast. And we bless the Lord. If you desire to sow, amen, to the soil of this ministry, there's several ways that you can give. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. God bless you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, P.A., 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. These are our announcements for today. Amen. We want to, amen, do a prayer and give the benediction. First of all, we want to thank each and every one of you for taking time out on your Sunday afternoon to share with us, amen, in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To receive that eternal blessing, that the blessings that only come from God, the blessing that is an empowerment to increase, reproduce, multiply, replenish, and to be fruitful. Amen. Glory be to God. And to be delivered, amen, from that circle of people, amen, that equate the increase in material goods with spiritual blessings. Because the blessings of the Lord are eternal. Hallelujah. And they're the only blessings that really count, because everything else is going to pass away. And the blessing comes with our birthright. Amen. And we want to thank God that our balance sheet is in check on today. Father God, we say thank you for the Word of God as it is going forth. We say thank you for the souls that have given their life to you, Father God, in your kingdom. Father God, we want to say thank you for the tithes, the offerings, and the donations, Father God, sown today. We want to say thank you for our visitors today. Father God, anybody that's not feeling well in their body, we ask that you would send out your word and heal them. Father God, anybody that is discouraged, we ask that you would bring encouragement. Father God, those that are lost or did not, Father God, give their life to you today. We pray that you will give them the will to surrender before it is said, too late, too late, and too late. Father God, thank you for Sister Joanne Thurman presiding today. Father God, thank you for every family represented, Father, under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind, Father God, every spirit of retaliation. We cancel it. We dismantle it. We consider it void. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, cannot, shall not come to pass. We say thank you forever, 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 and forevermore. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you grace and give you peace and give you increase and give you that eternal blessing that will never fade away. Amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a beautiful day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen, and please come back on tomorrow and join us early in the morning as we begin the day, begin the morning, giving God the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, signing out. And remember, hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings, every time.